Community groups throughout San Francisco call Mayor Daniel Lurie's proposed budget cuts unnecessary, irresponsible, and dangerous. Ahead of a budget presentation about the impacts of funding cuts to senior programs, a large crowd of senior disability advocates gathered outside the mayor's office. Art Persico, co-convener of the California Alliance of Retired Americans, outlines the group's demands.
Stop the budget cuts to these nonprofits who are performing vital services to seniors and disabled persons in San Francisco. These nonprofits are doing things that the city itself and its employees are not doing, and they provide valuable services to seniors and disabled persons, such as through Senior and Disability Action, SF Village, and the Curry Senior Center. Those are just three of the organizations that are being threatened with cuts.
The Department of Disability and Aging Services, or DAS, faces almost $3 million in cuts. $1 million will impact community programs, including 15 organizations serving tens of thousands of people. The Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development serves many low-income individuals throughout the city. Their programs serving older populations would be disproportionately impacted by the $13.9 million in cuts proposed.
There are no cuts being made on things like San Francisco Police Department services. I think they're increasing it. So, you know, when you consider the federal cuts from HR 1, and the state of California cutting budgets for vulnerable Californians, and it comes down to the city level where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cities and counties like San Francisco are going to be overwhelmed. And yet they're cutting budgets and vital services for very small amounts of money relative to the entire city budget.
Meanwhile, hundreds of city workers and community allies gathered outside of San Francisco General Hospital to rally against $62 million in cuts made to the Department of Public Health. Registered nurse and union organizer Jennifer Esteen with SEIU Local 1021 was amongst those assembled.
So I'm out here today with my colleagues and my fellow union members because the mayor has issued 127 layoff notices, and he is also saying that he wants to close clinics, specialty clinics that provide care to geriatric population members, mental health care to youth, and really the mayor is proposing a disruption to all the stabilizing forces in the city.
She says there is no real need for the layoffs because they are finding revenue that would help offset the deficit.
We know that layoffs are a choice, a policy choice that does not have to be made. And we want the mayor and the people of San Francisco to vote yes on Prop D, bring in the additional revenue, and offset the budget cuts that are coming from the federal level, and stop the layoffs and the closures of vital public services.
A broad coalition of San Francisco community groups and labor organizations are behind the push to put a wealth tax on the June ballot, dubbed the overpaid CEO tax. The mayor's budget office has estimated that it would raise an additional $300 million a year. Lurie is opposed. Should the cuts proceed unchanged, says Esteen, the impacts would be far-reaching.
You know, the mayor says he wants to see people who are on the street suffering from substance use disorders to get treatment, but he's proposing closing services and laying off health workers. So we would see less services provided to people who are on the street. In addition, the mayor has said he wants to close Larkin Street Youth Clinic and Southeast Mission Geriatric, which means that our elders and our youth would no longer have access to specialty care in the places where they feel the most safe and the most seen.
The mayor's full proposed budget will be released June 1st. The supervisors will have until June 30th to make changes and pass it. If no changes are made, these cuts will take effect on July 1st. For KPFA News, I'm Alexandra Saramsakchi.